Famous56.com presents another classic WFIL air check. Get ready for Brother Love from
1972.
You know, you may be one of the many people who think of White Tower in terms of lean, tender, juicy, great-tasting hamburgers. And if so, that's right. On the other hand, you may possibly not be one of the thousands and thousands who've discovered that White Tower is a great place for breakfast. If so, that's wrong. It's wrong because if you're passing up White Tower for breakfast, you're cheating yourself out of a lot of fun and a lot of good eating. In fact, just a cup of that wonderful special blend White Tower coffee is worth the trip to White Tower.
White Tower.
That is where we like to eat when we want a breakfast treat.
White Tower.
All the eggs are larger there. Here's the way they cook them there.
With butter. And when they are serving you, try the bacon, it's good too. White Tower. Breakfast. White Tower.
Johnny Nash retired to the Jamaica area and got a hit. I can see clearly now. It's hit back.
Sure is a good thing.
Listen. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Johnny Nash is going to be bright, 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 bright. Sunshine it is. I can see it clearly now. It's 9:40 from WFIL. John Mayall concert tickets available at the Electric Factory Concerts office. The Spectrum and all tickets are on locality.
Mayall means a lot of music.
Nature's disappearing.
John Mayall appears at the Spectrum Theater Saturday, October 14th. Joining him will be Foghat and special guest Boz Scaggs.
Love you so. Take me down. Way down so.
A lot of music with a lot of funk. John Mayall, Boz Scaggs, and Foghat Saturday, October 14th. The Spectrum Theater at 8 p.m. Tickets $4, $5, and $6.
You can spend a nice, quiet, ordinary little week if you want to. But not with us.
Because when the Penn Center Grog Shop celebrates a second birthday, everybody celebrates. It all starts Saturday, October 7th with a big New Year's party. Then a week full of drinks that'll zap you till you tingle, and music that moves you till you mingle, and big snacks and fun and surprises. And Friday night is dynamite. So don't just sit there, celebrate at the Penn Center Grog Shop.
At the end of the 19th century, the local artists were getting tired of divine decadence and green nail polish. And people like Van Gogh and Gauguin saw through the high life of the cabaret and showed it like it was. But nobody did it better than an ugly dwarf named Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec. Henri was a superb artist who hovered around Paris and painted a very famous painting at the Moulin Rouge. He saw through the gay surface and viewed performers and customers with a pitilessly sharp eye, showing their sadness. However, Henri was not above taking a nip or two and finally died of alcoholism in 1901. He was greatly influenced by Gauguin and adopted his use of large areas of flat color and smoothly curving outlines. Henri's favorite model was a lady of questionable virtue named Jeanne Avril, whom he painted on many posters. They never got together, though. Historians say probably because she was about 2 feet taller than Henri. Ah, c'est la vie, Henri.
WFIL. Non-stop music.
Sunday morning, up with the dark. I think I'll take a walk in the park.
Sunday. That's Daniel Boone. It's 9:45 on WFIL. Festival of First Time with Brother on the Radio. And this is Gold. When George Harrison had something to say.
Something in the way she moves.
Glenn Barton will be along in about 20 minutes. Going to look over
the weekend. College football scene. University of Delaware will be featured. That'll be about 20 minutes from Glenn on WFIL.
When I look back, boy, I must have been green.
From Turner, famous56.com.